Considering it's a simple Monday morning mass, I feel like I need to give an explanation about our big entourage and full sanctuary this morning. The priest sitting beside Father Johnson is Father Mark Lichter, Richter with an L. We're not related. That was funny. Father Mark Lichter is from South Dakota. He's a friend to a family here in the cathedral, and he was a spiritual director for Father Johnson during the Institute for Priestly Formation one summer. And so we welcome you, Father Lichter. Father Johnson's here with a big smile because the school year ended yesterday up at St. Mary's. Deacon Doug Krebs is here with a smile because he's going to be ordained a priest tomorrow. I'm here with a smile because the parishioners of the cathedral are so good. And so we're here to celebrate as we are on the threshold of Deacon Doug Krebs's ordination tomorrow. Everyone, a spiritually important place are those moments when we see God's will as a threat. When we see God and His will as a threat, those are very spiritually important moments. That's what's happening in the gospel. The chief priests are feeling Jesus as a threat. And those are important spiritual moments. All of us who are priests, or at least most of us, at a certain point of that journey, had to face this will of God. And there's moments where it was seen as a threat. But it can happen on just basic levels. Having a sense that God wants me to devote more time to prayer, and I feel it's a threat. More generous with my wealth, but I feel it's a threat. He wants me to dress more modestly, but it's a threat to me being noticed. These moments where we see God's will as a threat are incredibly spiritually important, because it's the place where the Lord's drawing us to a deeper conversion, where He wishes to. And all we have to do is what the psalmist said today: in you, my God, I place my trust. In you, my God, I place my trust. You're not a threat to me. I give you permission. That's all the chief priests had to do. And Jesus could have got his way with them. Let us do that as we go about our day and those movements happen in our heart.